This is the reading for October 23rd, Ezekiel chapter 29. It was the 10th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, look toward the king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and all Egypt. Say, this is what the Lord God says. I am against you, king of Egypt. You are like a great crocodile that lies in the Nile River. You say, the Nile is mine, I made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will make the fish of the Nile stick to your sides. I will pull you up out of your rivers, with all the fish sticking to your sides. I will leave you in the desert, you and all the fish from your rivers. You will fall onto the ground, you will not be picked up or buried. I had given you to the wild animals and to the birds of the sky for food. Then all the people who live in Egypt will know that I am the Lord. Israel tried to lean on you for help, but you were like a crutch made out of a weak stalk of grass. When their hands grabbed you, you splintered and tore open their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke and made all their backs twist. So this is what the Lord God says, I will cause an enemy to attack you and kill your people and animals. Egypt will become an empty desert, then they will know that I am the Lord. Because you said, the Nile River is mine, and I have made it, I am against you and your rivers. I will destroy the land of Egypt and make it an empty desert from Migdol in the north to Aswan in the south, all the way to the border of Cush. No person or animal will walk through it, and no one will live in Egypt for 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt the most deserted country of all. Her cities will be the most deserted of all ruined cities for 40 years. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, spreading them among the countries. This is what the Lord God says, after 40 years I will gather Egypt from the nations where they have been scattered. I will bring back the Egyptian captives and make them return to southern Egypt, to the land they came from. They will become a weak kingdom there. It will be the weakest kingdom, and it will never again rule other nations. I will make it so weak it will never again rule over the nations. The Israelites will never again depend on Egypt. Instead, Egypt's punishment will remind the Israelites of their sin and turning to Egypt for help. Then they will know that I am the Lord God. It was the 27th year of our captivity in the first month, on the first day of the month. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his army fight hard against Tyre. Every soldier's head was rubbed bare, and every shoulder was rubbed raw. But Nebuchadnezzar and his army gained nothing from fighting Tyre. So this is what the Lord God says, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He will take away Egypt's people and its wealth and its treasures as pay for his army. I am giving Nebuchadnezzar the land of Egypt as a reward for working hard for me, says the Lord God. At that time, I will make Israel grow strong again, and I will let you, Ezekiel, speak to them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 30. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, prophesy and say, this is what the Lord God says. Cry and say, the terrible day is coming, the day is near, the Lord's day of judging is near. It is a cloudy day and a time when the nations will be judged. An enemy will attack Egypt and Cush will tremble with fear. When the killing begins in Egypt, her wealth will be taken away and her foundations will be torn down. Cush, Put, Lydia, Arabia, Libya, and some of my people who had made an agreement with Egypt will fall dead in war. This is what the Lord says, those who fight on Egypt's side will fall. The power she is proud of will be lost. The people in Egypt will fall dead in war from Migdol in the north to Aswan in the south, says the Lord God. They will be the most deserted lands. Egypt's cities will be the worst of cities that lie in ruins. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I set fire to Egypt and when all those nations on her side are crushed. At that time I will send messengers in ships to frighten Cush, which now feels safe. The people of Cush will tremble with fear when Egypt is punished, and that time is sure to come. This is what the Lord God says, I will destroy great numbers of people in Egypt through the power of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar and his army, the cruelest army of any nation, will be brought in to destroy the land. They will pull out their swords against Egypt and will fill the land with those they kill. I will make the streams of the Nile River become dry land, and then I will sell the land to evil people. I will destroy the land and everything in it through the power of foreigners. This is what the Lord God says. I will destroy the idols and take away the statues of gods from the city of Memphis. There will no longer be a leader in Egypt, and I will spread fear through the land of Egypt. I will make southern Egypt empty and start a fire in Zoan and punish Thebes. And I will pour out my anger against Pelusium, the strong place of Egypt. I will destroy great numbers of people in Thebes. I will set fire to Egypt. Pelusium will be in great pain. The walls of Thebes will be broken open, and Memphis will have troubles every day. The young men of Heliopolis and Bubastis will fall dead in war, and the people will be taken away as captives. And Toponese, the day will be dark when I break Egypt's power. Then she will no longer be proud of her power. A cloud will cover Egypt, and her villages will be captured and taken away. So I will punish Egypt, and they will know that I am the Lord. It was in the 11th year of our captivity, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, the Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, I have broken the powerful arm of the king of Egypt. It has not been tied up, so it will not get well. It has not been wrapped with a bandage, so it will not be strong enough to hold a sword in war. So this is what the Lord God says. I am against the king of Egypt. I will break his arms, both the strong arm and the broken arm. And I will make the sword fall from his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, spreading them among the countries. I will make the arms of the king of Babylon strong and put my sword in his hand. But I will break the arms of the king of Egypt. Then when he faces the king of Babylon, he will cry out in pain like a dying person. So I will make the arms of the king of Babylon strong, but the arms of the king of Egypt will fall. Then people will know that I am the Lord when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he uses it in war against Egypt. Then I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, spreading them among the countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Chapter 2.
I want you to know how hard I work for you, for the people of Laodicea, and for people I have never met, because they are united in love. I work so that they may be encouraged by all the riches that come from a complete understanding of Christ. He is the mystery of God. God has hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Christ. I say this so that no one will mislead you with arguments that merely sound good. Although I'm absent from you physically, I'm with you in spirit. I'm happy to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. You received Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live as Christ's people. Sink your roots in him and build on him. Be strengthened by the faith that you were taught and overflow with thanksgiving. Be careful not to let anyone rob you of this faith through a shallow and misleading philosophy. Such a person follows human traditions and the world's way of doing things rather than following Christ. All of God lives in Christ's body, and God has made you complete in Christ. Christ is in charge of every ruler and authority. In him you were also circumcised. It was not a circumcision performed by human hands, but it was a removal of the corrupt nature in the circumcision performed by Christ. This happened when you were placed in the tomb with Christ through baptism. In baptism, you were also brought back to life with Christ through faith in the power of God, who brought him back to life. You were once dead because of your failures and your uncircumcised, corrupt nature, but God made you alive with Christ when he forgave all our failures. He did this by erasing the charges that were brought against us by the written laws God had established. He took the charges away by nailing them to the cross. He stripped the rulers and authorities of their power and made a public spectacle of them as he celebrated his victory in Christ. Therefore, let no one judge you because of what you eat or drink or about the observance of annual holy days, new moon festivals, or weekly worship days. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the body that casts the shadow belongs to Christ. Let no one who delights in false humility and the worship of angels tell you that you don't deserve a prize. Such a person whose sinful mind fills him with arrogance gives endless details of the visions he has seen. He doesn't hold on to Christ, the head. Christ makes the whole body grow as God wants it to. through support and unity given by the joints and ligaments. If you have died with Christ to the world's way of doing things, why do you let others tell you how to live? It's as though you were still under the world's influence. People will tell you, don't handle this, don't taste or touch that. All of these things deal with objects that are only used up anyway. These things look like wisdom with their self-imposed worship, false humility, and harsh treatment of the body. But they have no value for holding back the constant desires of your corrupt nature.